Welcome to the Podskier Gentlecast, the official podcast of that moment in every Randy West money shot where it looks like he's laughing. My name is Yama. I write for the Obscure Gentleman sometimes, but not often enough.
My turn?
Yeah.
I'm Nick Ryder.
You're going to say the same thing he just said, too?
Are you writing? About Randy West?
No, about you writing, but not
enough. Oh. No comment.
Abe?
This is Abe, writer of The Obscure Gentleman, and also producer of this fine podcast.
Travis, I'm Trevor and the writer of The Obscure Gentleman, though not nearly writer enough.
I'm James. I write for the webcomic. I almost said for the
James,
podcast.
James writes the webcomic.
James is the webcomic.
All right, Aaron.
I'm Aaron. I am the artist.
And a robot.
I like the voices.
Obscure Gentleman.
Yeah. Nicky the Robot.
Wow. Oh, he did that.
All right, well it's been recorded.
I think that, this is Yama. I think that, you know, we've gone a couple episodes and tabled the Avatar story, and I think that we should just start off with it and just get to it. Aaron?
Oh, okay. The whole thing is like, was it 2 years ago, I think?
I think it was about 2 years ago.
Well, whenever Avatar came out.
Wait, but I just saw Prometheus. Can we just talk about that instead?
I guess. Alright.
What?
Sure.
Alright, fine.
So you saw it, right? Because
yes.
I didn't see it. Travis?
Yes, no. I definitely saw it.
What's a Mexican standoff?
It's when Mexicans have pistolas.
I think that when you say Mexican anything, it's just a shitty...
Oh!
Like, wow. I'm not saying I believe that. I'm saying, like when people say, oh, I took a Mexican shower, they don't mean they took a great shower.
Is that sexual?
No, a Mexican shower is when you take a shower.
Oh, that's
in the
sexual.
Isn't a Mexican standoff
like
just when everyone's
got a gun pointed at them? It's a French horse bath.
I've only heard it called a Mexican shower.
I've only heard a French horse bath where
that's just where they put cologne.
He's talking about bathing in a sink.
When you just stand over a sink and splash water into your armpits, I've heard people refer to that as a Mexican shower.
Isn't that called ghetto?
Oh, boy.
I mean, don't you go like...
Whoa,
can someone
buddy.
Say something about overweight women?
Yeah, we need to repeat that, just like last week, and offend someone else. But, all right, back to this Mexican Prometheus.
That means a bad Prometheus.
A bad Prometheus.
I'm not sure.
Well, more than half of us are Mexican, so
we could make
so
the
so
argument
okay.
that Prometheus was a Mexican alien.
Well, three of the gentlemen saw Prometheus, so... Yama, Aaron, and Trevor here, but I mean, I liked Aliens. I have a baby, so I haven't seen Prometheus. But what did you guys think about?
Babies like aliens?
They do.
I don't know.
I know how James feels because I have a dog, and it was just really hard. When you have a baby or a dog, you know, baby slash anything, it's hard to get out there and stay up to date and in touch.
It is. I mean, if you have an animal. You know what it's like to have a baby because they're both the same, and you're that animal's mommy or daddy. So
right. I define myself now as a parent more than anything. I parent one, American number two, and podcaster number three.
I want someone to actually listen to this and be like, oh my god, are they serious? Like really? Yeah.
Why wouldn't we be?
I don't know, but okay. Prometheus.
I don't know who's
serious. Does anyone have
not.
Anything in particular they want to say about Prometheus?
I like the title.
I fucking hate it.
Wow. Jesus!
Whoa.
He just came out from the guy who liked Avatar.
Okay, I haven't seen. This is Nick here. I haven't seen it, but Aaron pretty much told me everything about the movie, and he made me hate it, and I haven't even watched
but
it.
But if he explained it to you, are you sure you got the actual
no,
movie?
No, I know
though?
He usually gets lots of things wrong, but he watched the movie. But what he explained to me, I'm not on board. And I actually went on the internet 2 days ago and watched the very end clip of the movie to see that nonsense, and it looks stupid.
Did he just describe solar babies to you, or was it Prometheus?
What is solar babies?
Are you talking about the
We need to devote an entire hour or two to solar babies. I'm not even kidding.
It's a kid show?
I'm just going to say Michael Fassbender.
Address it right now.
Yeah, I know.
Fassbender was in Prometheus. Of course I was going to see it.
Magneto?
Fassbender?
Michael Fassbender.
Oh.
Before we, I think that a big part of this discussion and maybe why you guys think Prometheus is horrible is how it fits into the Alien.
Wait, Trevor, did you think it was horrible?
I did not think it was horrible.
I didn't think it was horrible either, but I'm saying before we even
get into the opinion,
I want to talk about one thing, and I'm serious. The engineer race in Prometheus. Am I giving something away?
No. What are you talking about?
No. I think it's explained.
Have you not seen the previews where the...
You could give me spoilers. I don't give a shit.
There is an alien...
Hey, well, just so you guys know, there might be spoilers of Prometheus, and if you haven't seen it by now, like, really, you're going to see it?
The premise of Prometheus... Maybe. It's kind of the ancient aliens thing where this race of aliens far more advanced than humans came to Earth and actually started life on Earth.
Did they make Stonehenge?
Celestials.
Something like that.
You mean Earth.
They're referred to as the engineers. And I think that I'm not revealing anything that's not in the preview. And the design of the characters is sort of... Why are you shaking your head at me?
No, I hate the designs of them.
Isn't it H.R. Giger?
The suits are, but... Am I allowed to go into detail about it?
Why?
Well, spoilers, I guess.
Why would you?
Wait,
what? Huh? Is he not allowed to give spoilers?
I don't know. Am I? That's
I don't care.
Well, okay, well, wait, hold on. What was Yamo's mid-sentence?
No, go ahead. I want to hear what Ernest
says. I just think the designs for them, because... If you watch, you watch the
original. Was it their collars?
Were they too high?
Mandarin collars?
If you watch the original Alien.
Thought it was the same colors.
You didn't know what they... Like, they're like these big elephant-looking scary creatures. Space Jockey. In the first one, in the beginning, he's sitting on like the seat. Like all back.
I know.
And, he looks like a creepy alien. What the hell it looks like.
So you're mad that this alien wasn't lounging around looking creepy?
My problem is that it looks like a big, buff Vin Diesel.
And that's exactly what I love about these aliens. But I think that it was an interesting twist they put on the scene in the Alien movie where you see what looks like the corpse of a giant humanoid with an elephant head. And what's revealed in Prometheus is what looks like an elephant head is actually a helmet.
It's all
and
just
underneath
a suit.
It is something with basically human features.
Oh, that's cool.
But he's buff.
Extremely buff.
Buff ball man.
And so is your sexuality threatened, Aaron, by this buffness?
No. I sort of don't like anymore when alien creatures are like humanized extremely. I kind of hate that now.
But if they were the basis for what we came from, wouldn't it make sense that they actually resemble us?
No, but then it's like, if they're supposed to
they should look like elephants.
If they're supposed to be seeding the entire planet... How the hell do you explain every single other animal?
By seeding, do you mean having sex with
them? I'm going to give a spoiler. Basically, the dude in the beginning, he drinks from this like little cup that has the black goo, this black goo that's throughout the whole film that transforms people in different ways.
He's a giant, so it's probably a big cup.
So he drinks it.
That explains it.
For humans.
He drinks it, falls into a river or an ocean, whatever. And
Can we stop and discuss whether it's a river or an ocean?
Yes.
What do you think it is?
I would say river. Do oceans have waterfalls?
That's true. It's it's a river then.
Plus, given the era, if there was that much land, it probably would have been like Pangaea.
I'm so excited that we're actually discussing whether it's a river or not.
No, wait. Okay. No, thanks.
All right, so a big dude has a cup. He throws it, and then he jumps in some water that's an ocean, but it's got waterfalls.
They don't say, though, whether or not he seeded everything that lives on Earth. They just say that he seeded humanity.
The graphic...
What about dinosaurs?
And I'm about to get to that. The graphics...
Oh, he's got something ready for that.
The graphics that they show, it shows basically the beginning of multicell organisms. These beings, the
Chandler beings.
The Chandler beings create... multicell organisms, basically creating life on Earth. Now, what makes
I feel like I'm
intelligent life on Earth.
No, it's life. What were you gonna say?
I don't know. I forgot.
I'm
like talking to Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park
this is bullshit because we all know Jesus made Earth.
No way.
But what this presupposes
conversation
is,
over.
Oh, Jesus was an engineer.
What this presupposes is maybe he did it.
They said that was planned in the movie.
They made a reference to it. They made a small reference to it.
I wish you guys could see how much Aaron and Nick are now pointing at each other in their face. Aaron's getting so excited.
This conversation actually turned into the what Avatar the conversation basically was.
No, it's not.
No.
Well, just Aaron being passionate, overly passionate about something.
He hates it because the internet told him he should.
That is not what I hate at all.
Did you guys think the engineers were sexy?
I think if that did it for me, I'd get down with that dude.
No. They sound sexy.
Because I think that I'm not doing the thing where a straight guy pretends to be gay. It's so funny because I'm not doing that thing. But I honestly think that if you ask someone to design what a perfectly masculine guy looks like,
it would be the engineer.
It would be those guys.
No, he's got pretty hair.
What?
They basically look like the Statue of David minus hair.
But Nick needs his men to have hair.
If he's a pretty dude, he would have pretty hair.
There's a scene in the beginning where the guy who sees all life on Earth takes off his robe and squats down and then stands back up and drinks from the cup, and it's arresting. I just want to throw that out there. I found their masculinity stunning.
Well, I'm all in.
I don't want to see it. Because Aaron told me about all the aliens.
Do they show aliens in it from Aliens?
No.
Kind of.
Spoiler alert, they show what would be the ancestor of the Xenomorph.
One more time.
Spoiler alert! No, but they show the ancestor of what would eventually become the Xenomorph race.
So the idea is that these aliens went around the universe seeding life on different planets through this black goo they invented, which even though they're smart enough to invent a goo that can create life, they're not smart enough to do it without having to sacrifice one of themselves and drink it.
Interesting.
I have a question. In this movie, those scientists go, because I've read like everything about it, about the whole movie.
I like that you, without any trace of irony, keep saying that you understand the movie because you read everything about it.
Okay, look, I'm a master of what this movie's all about, no, so...
The scientists, because I'm confused, the scientists go...
But you read everything about it, so you should...
No, they don't explain it, though. I just read the plot of the movie.
But then you also went on the internet and you saw the...
No, just the plot. I haven't even explained anything. Yeah. That's why I want you guys to answer it. They go into this place like an Alien 1, but it's different because it has these tubes of black goo, right?
Or Alien.
Alien, I'm sorry. In Alien 1, but instead of the pod...
you just went back to Alien 1 after he...
Alien, and there's just the black pods.
The first movie?
No. No, you're confused.
Okay, in the movie Prometheus, they go to an area that looks very similar to what you saw in the movie Alien. Those are the ships.
Okay, and then these scientists see murals or, like, something of showing the aliens.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't make sense if the end of the movie, that's how xenomorphs are created. How come there's murals and stuff of xenomorphs before if they didn't even exist?
And there looks to be, like, a shrine to a xenomorph. Because in that chamber room where all those things are, on the wall, there is what looks like a crucified xenomorph.
I like how you enunciate.
They never go into.
I just want to point out, you only enunciate when you talk about sci-fi, because if you're ordering food, you just like fall apart. But
is it like Emerald Eyebar?
He does. But when you're talking about sci-fi, hell yeah. All right.
Because what if Aaron were to order food at the Star Trek themed bar at the Hilton in Las Vegas? Shit.
Wait, isn't that gone?
Is
Well, now there goes his chance to order food.
I read on the internet all about it, so I think it's still there.
In Prometheus, though, I'm pretty sure what they drink at the beginning...
What are you pinching?
The little beverage, because he's a giant. Oh. I don't think that's the same thing that was actually in the black... Because those were bioweapons.
American.
They were making them as bioweapons.
You know what this seems like? A very confusing movie.
That's what the theory was, that it was bioweapons, remember? They didn't actually know what the goo was for. They just theorized that it was bioweapons. Similar to how they said that the planet was a bioweapons factory.
Where did you find out that it wasn't, though?
No one knows what it is, because in the film,
Aaron,
all they said was they thought...
Aaron, in sign language, this means cookie. And that's the sign you keep doing every time you're talking. Look it up, everybody.
In the film, that's what they theorized.
So you want every answer in one movie?
No, I don't want every answer, but what I'm saying is, it's a little bit confusing when you have them say, okay, this is a weapons facility. Okay, why the hell are the engineers going to tell people, hey, don't come to our actual home planet. Come to the place where we manufacture weapons and we'll probably kill you.
You know what? Because they're humans making assumptions. They don't have the answer. Why are you expecting their answer to be this perfect response?
Wait, I think you and Travis should
arm wrestle. Aaron is saying, if this race of aliens are smart enough and dedicated enough to burn off all their body fat and develop muscles astonishingly impressive to even the most heterosexual man, why would they direct humanity to find an outlying facility of theirs instead of their home planet?
Well, I thought it was because if they did that, they'd get their legs back.
Can we all agree that extremely muscular men are the most rational men?
Yes. Well, I mean, one argument could be that if they truly did intend to go back and scrap humanity, then maybe the reason they directed humanity to come to there would be that humanity would bring about its own destruction by going to that facility and unleashing what they did.
Or is this like how in the fourth season of Battlestar Galactica, Starbucks said, we're going the wrong way, and then they never addressed it?
That was my favorite part.
But we're going the wrong way!
Another thing I want to point out about this is...
I'd love for you to point out
the writer, Damon Lindelof.
He didn't write it alone. He wrote it with Ridley Scott. And you know what? I'm just going to go out and say...
Isn't that the guy that's supposed to be Wolverine?
That's Dougray Scott.
Okay. Or Dougray.
Dougray. Whatever you want to produce.
He's Scottish. I would say Doug.
And it's also important to know that the first Alien ain't all that either.
Whoa.
Well,
Aliens is the only good thing to come out of that whole genre.
What? More,
more than Alien? Yes. Go back and watch
it. That's insane. Alien is a much better movie.
No, let's not get crazy.
No, it is.
I mean, we're forgetting Alien Resurrection.
Can I throw this out there? I read this, so I'm stealing it. So it's not my opinion. It is, but I didn't come up with it. I read the argument that Alien is the perfect horror movie and Aliens is the perfect war movie. Ooh. So you can't judge them on the same scale because they're attempting to do different things.
Yeah, one, the first one, and then I'll lead it to you, Nick. The first one is more of a horror film.
That's true.
And the second one is more of an action film.
Glad you just said what Yama said.
Yeah. I prefer
James Wayne. And he acknowledges it.
I think Alien Resurrection was a documentary, so that's why it was by far the most interesting
one. Alien 3 was a buddy comedy.
It was. So, I mean, I'm down, so.
Yeah.
No,
Nick.
Okay, but Alien 1 is a sci-fi horror movie.
Correct.
And then Alien 2 is a sci-fi also horror movie. Sci-fi horror movie.
It's sci-fi
that just got machine guns.
It's an action movie.
But it's still sci-fi horror.
Alien and Aliens?
If a Blockbuster video still existed, I would find them in the sci-fi horror category.
Well, because sci-fi horror is only... Yeah, sci-fi's kept in the sci-fi horror category.
Mm-hmm, and that's what they both are. And Alien does not have Bill Paxton saying game over.
I was going to say only one of those movies has Paul Reiser.
Or saying something about a pair of titties. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger hitting him and knocking him out in the car, but
he really broke his neck, but it was just a dream.
But it was just a dream.
True Lies.
Do it slow.
Do it slow. And we shall be right back.
Welcome back to the Podskier Gentlecast. Over the break, we concluded and resolved the debate about whether Alien and Aliens are sci-fi movies or sci-fi slash movies. And we also started another debate about whether Falling Down was a better sequel to Predator than Predator 2. But that we'll have to wait for a future podcast. I think we have some questions to take.
Yes, no, that made me think. I got confused by that, Joe.
All right, so we went to the Twitters and asked some questions, of course. Everyone had to talk about dicks.
Can I ask how much longer it's okay to make fun of what Twitter is called?
What do you mean?
Because right now, it's still funny in the world if instead of saying, oh, I'm on Twitter, you say, oh, I'm on the Twitters, or I'm on the tweet something. But I assume at some point in life, it's not funny, and you can just say Twitter again.
Much for the same reason I still call it the Facebook, I'll probably always just call it the Twitter, and it's not me making a joke, that's just what I refer to it as.
I just don't want to be the last dude who's making fun of the word Twitter when everyone else has moved on.
Well, you don't even use Twitter.
I'm so hurt by that.
No, he reads posts. I mean, you don't use Twitter, though. So what are you talking about?
He's a Twitter voyeur.
You're saying I would never have an opportunity to say the word Twitter.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. It'd be like, hey, did you see my Twitter?
Yeah. Well, I know that over on the LinkedIn... go ahead.
I think just adding the to anything just makes it special.
I agree.
Yeah. What do you think, Nick?
The three-way.
Right. Or Aaron, what are your loud buttons that are on your phone thing?
The hot dog. I don't know.
What did you just say?
The hot dog is delicious.
Yeah. That's true. All right, so moving to the Twitter.
I really love
it. I also want to, if anyone has any responses or follow-up questions about our opinions on the Prometheus, let us know.
I just want to point out real quick that Aaron's loud buttons on his archaic phone, he pointed them further away from the microphone to try to make sure that no one heard it, but just get off the table, you weirdo.
Your phone's on the table.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a lot of buttons, and it's off, so it doesn't vibrate.
All right.
Oh, it's actually off. Never mind.
Then okay.
All right.
Next question.
Brad Joyce on Twitter, at Brad underscore Joy C3. He has... it's basically Brad Joyce.
Confuse people with...
artbybrad.com. He does Coffee Talk. He's a great supporter of the comic since the beginning.
Michael Myers?
Yes. He's into metal...
Coffee Talk.
He's into metal. He's into coffee. He's all over the internet. So go check out his website, artbybrad.com.
Wait, someone on Twitter likes coffee?
Yes. Aww. Yes, as we discussed. All right. So if all six of you were trapped and had to be eaten, cannibalism, who would be the last man standing and turn into the Wendigo?
Wait, did he actually put cannibalism in there, like, yes, so we wouldn't think it was sexual?
Did you guys see the movie Wendigo?
Oh.
There's a movie called Wendigo?
It's awful.
Was it a Sci-Fi Pictures original?
It sounds like it.
It was almost.
Yeah.
It's an independent horror movie. Who's Doug Jones?
Are you talking about
Silver Surfer?
Are we talking about Mandingo?
Oh, wait. Are you talking about he's like a really skinny guy that gets lost?
No, you're talking about The Machinist where Christian Bale lost a lot of weight.
No, that's different.
Was it like a Masters of Horror thing or something like that? Like,
I don't know what anyone is saying.
Okay, so Mandingo
was an independent horror movie that came out around... 2003, 2004, about the myth of the Wendigo, and it was awful.
What happened to it?
He made Wolverine the Hulk fight. That's what happened in that movie.
Was it a skinny white dude in his family?
No.
Oh,
okay,
no.
I'm sure there was a skinny white dude in the movie.
No, me and Aaron saw the same
movie
thing.
And see a skinny white dude and say I'm wrong.
All right, so Abe...
I don't think the fact that there was a skinny white dude in the movie was central to the movie.
I think Travis is looking at his penis right now.
Oh, bone inspection.
I'm looking up Wendigo.
Oh, okay.
Since weird. It seems like it's...
All right, so...
I don't know what it is, either.
Abe, who'd be the last person if we're going to eat somebody?
Well, I think me and Aaron would probably be the first to go. Nick could run, and Yama can run, so they probably just hide out.
Is the idea that we would kill each other, or that we would...
So who would win in
people who die?
Okay, this is what... This is Nick, this is what I would think would happen. We would all gang up on Jim first. Right?
I'm okay.
Because he's probably stronger than all of us.
So it's like a battle royale where like I'm like Andre the Giant and everyone's gotta team up.
Yeah, and then we'd go after you and take care of you first. And then I would weed them out and then just try to go at Yama one on one at the end.
I'm just gonna say you guys have smelled my this Travis. And I'm gonna admit to something
penis.
Disgusting. You're dirty.
You
but
can
you
say
guys
smell
have,
my penis.
No, you guys have smelled my burps. You know how foul the inside of me is. Do you want to eat that?
I wouldn't. I think I would honestly only eat Yama and Nick probably, because all the other guys are
they're lean and healthy.
Because we're all filled with toxins.
Are we killing each other for food, or are we eating each other as we die of starvation?
For the sake of continuing on.
Because at first, then we wouldn't try to kill each other.
Right, we'd just be trying to get dying.
In a Hunger Games type situation, hit the table. I would team up with Yama and have a pact to where we would kill everybody and then eventually one of us would die.
So you would do what I was saying.
Yes, but I would team up with Yama. You team up with Abe, I would pick Yama.
No, I would team up with all of us.
No, but I would have a side thing with Yama and then it would get you guys off, and then...
I like how nowhere in the question does it say we're killing each other. We've assumed
we're cannibals. Well, we're cannibals, so we gotta eat something.
Well, no, but it's like the... It's just...
But the, like in the Donner Party, they didn't kill each other, but they were dying and eating each other. Aaron wants to say something.
Okay, if it's the Wendigo, and based on where that is, like the Northwest,
wait,
right?
What are you talking about?
Wendigo's in the question.
Yeah, okay, this is the Northwest. Where exactly are we that we can't...
Canada!
But yeah, where is it that we can't maybe
hunt... What if
we're
in a cave?
What can we hunt or trap
okay.
animals?
Okay, well, no, we're not, because that's the question. We're
on
in Canada.
An island.
We're in a cave, so
we're in a
we can't move.
We're in a Tim Hortons. We're locked in. They're out of donuts.
But the Spirit of the Wendigo's in a forest.
The last
oh,
man standing...
No caves in a forest?
No, but, I mean...
The
no.
last man standing...
We'd have to be amongst the snow.
What?
So for this to happen,
I'm saying it's a cave in,
but we,
and then
are you writing
covering.
A black metal song? What's happening?
Dude, we can't be in a cave. We have to be amongst the wilderness to get taken.
You know what?
By
this is ridiculous.
I think the
what
difference is that Nick
no, they're
is
implying
the
that
scenario as a sci-fi horror movie, and Aaron sees it more as a sci-fi war movie.
The question isn't implying that there's a spirit of the Wendigo that takes us. The question's implying that the last person left alive just naturally evolves and becomes the Wendigo.
Can I just say that all I remember of the movie Wendigo is that at the very end, the, for lack of a better word, the villain, the human villain, comes into contact with the Wendigo, and before the Wendigo kills him, the human says something like, "What are you, a devil?"
And does he respond, "No, I'm a Wendigo"?
And then boom!
No, because he has a... deer head, mouth, and not the vocal cords to communicate.
What? This sounds
awesome. A Wendigo
awesome.
Is like a walking deer-looking thing.
I think I'm going to watch this movie and then Prometheus.
Wait, in our last podcast about what mythical creature, I want to be a Wendigo.
Yeah, you know what? We're all Wendigos.
I saw that episode of DuckTales.
You don't control yourself.
Wendigo. All right. God. Oh my God.
All right. Well, so Eric,
someone's
oh,
getting
wait, wait.
Really
so
into their
he's mythos. Not. He's just saying who would eat each other.
Who would be last? Who would be last
but
person?
It wouldn't have to involve violence.
I don't think the Wendigo thing is.
It's not.
It's not at all. It's just.
No. It just. It would have to
joke.
Resort to violence.
Just the last person. Yeah.
We're getting to the least relevant part of what someone asked.
Exactly what Yama just
yeah,
said.
Yeah. He tried to throw in some humor with the thing, and we just.
And we Wendigo. I'm a fucking Wendigo. Fuck you. We went straight to the joke.
All right, so thanks a lot, Brad, for that one.
Did we even establish who would be eaten first?
We each left? Think each of us are going to be the last one.
So. No, it's going to be
I'm fairly sure.
I don't
sure.
think I'm... No, because no.
I mean, Jim, at the end.
You don't know in that situation what's going to happen. And if you've seen any of those Last Man Standing survival-type movies, it's not the person you expect.
Yeah. See, look.
So you're saying I would be the survivor.
No, the person with the pure heart always lives, wouldn't Abe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the winner.
But it's true because no one would go after Abe, and Abe would
you
also
just
not
watch.
Aaron's in love
with anyone.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, Abe.
But I've also teamed up with Yama and Scrabble and cheated to where we beat people.
But why
didn't
we just team up?
Yeah, we did.
I thought we only teamed up in Risk.
Oh, it was Risk.
But
it was
then
Risk.
You fucked me in the end.
But that's how you do it. You team up and then you fuck them.
But then why wouldn't we team up?
Huh?
Because he wants you to lose.
Because he just wants you to lose.
Because you want me to lose. That's
no,
the
I
reason
don't.
Why.
I like, you're just always against me.
No, you're against me.
No, I like that no one's teaming up with me.
You and Travis.
Yeah, no one's gonna team up with Aaron and Travis.
We're gonna actually.
I don't expect to last. And frankly, if this turns into a Lord of the Flies situation, either Aaron's glasses or Abe's glasses are getting broken.
Man, that scene in that movie is so
it's
sad.
Depressing.
Rest right. in peace,
poor piggy.
Next question is from @HistoryTwins, who has a webcomic, The History Twins. Okay, it's actually it's similar. Okay, it says, wait, if all of you were stuck in an elevator in the capital city of Paraguay, what Neil Diamond song would play while you eat each other?
Can we now just focus on
sexual?
The fact that why are we in Paraguay?
Did I say Paraguay?
No, I just
didn't.
Did.
He knows how it's pronounced.
I was like, wait.
It's not like he looked at the word on a page.
Paraguay.
I would say
it's actually Paraguay.
Thank you, Randy.
I would go with they're coming to America. Coming to America.
I'm pretty sure I'm there because of going to see soccer.
I just want to say I don't know when this
podcast. I'm focusing on why I'm in Paraguay.
I don't know when this podcast is going to come out, but Based on what little I know, I think what they did to the president of Paraguay is wrong. From what I gather, he was removed improperly.
He's talking to the future from the
past. Wait, they didn't ask us why we would be there.
No. All they want to know is Neil Diamond songs. Okay. Like the last question.
I don't know any Neil Diamond songs.
Sweet Caroline and the Old Lady with the
Devil. No, one song.
You gotta go deep cut.
Deep cut. No, I'm
going Heartlight.
I need a reference to
well,
that.
Fuck you, Travis. Well, fuck you.
There's no Neil Diamond song called "The Old Lady Was the Devil." That was a reference to Devil.
You know what? I didn't even understand. What
God
you're
damn it!
You weren't talking about sci-fi, so you kind of mumbled it.
And you didn't say spoiler.
I said "Sweet Caroline." The old lady was the devil.
Oh, all right. Abe.
I don't know any more Neil Diamond songs.
Cherry. Abe picks Cherry.
Oh, I do like that song.
God damn it.
Yeah.
All right. He also asked a couple other questions. Why would a company that makes jerk seasoning in a jar direct you to use 2 tablespoons but make the jar too small for a tablespoon? Because they're dicks.
There we go.
Well, don't
Next question.
Pour it out into the tablespoon?
That never works out the way you want it to.
It doesn't.
What? We know what's up.
All right.
Chicken?
Next one.
The jerk.
The cool jerk?
Jerk chicken?
Yes, jerk.
Okay.
All right. Also from the History Twins, at the History Twins from Twitter. How does consumption clinically present? I'm playing Faro and notice blood and sputum in my kerchief last cough.
What? Right,
well, that silence is your answer.
Consumption?
Yeah.
I think that, Aaron knows.
This yeah, like TV back in the day, you would cough in your handkerchief and then it would show like, oh shit, you got the disease, you're gonna die.
Look, okay, I'm not gonna argue with that, so I don't even know if that's an answer, but there you go.
He is our go-to for old-timey things.
You guys have seen those movies and TV shows where somebody's coughing and then they take away their handkerchief or they take away their hand and there's 2 drops of blood.
AIDS.
And it's not a lot of blood. It's not like they vomit blood. There's just like 2 drops.
Tom Hanks will
go. Everyone stops and stares at the 2 drops of blood and it's like they're going to die. Yeah.
And the reason handkerchiefs back in the day used
Wait. Are you more excited about handkerchiefs or back in the day?
I thought he was rapping.
No. I think it's both.
It's a little bit of both, but
Hey, I'm on a separate body. Okay. And I'm on a separate body. Send me frogs for set up a bada viva. That's me rapping both times.
If you
know
with old handkerchiefs, they tend to have long.
And you keep going, okay, look, you take a breath.
All right,
shoulders up.
All right, I got it. I'm composed.
All right.
Old handkerchiefs used to have strawberries and cherries on the sides. And that was a common theme in old handkerchiefs. And the reason
No,
was...
that's in Pac-Man.
Oh, man.
I'm so proud of that.
Oh, yeah,
can we just end our lives?
But yeah, the...
You know, right, there's not, right. No, there's not even
God
a pointy going on after that.
All
let's
right,
get next question.
Next question's from at Vulture Club. He's this buff monster on Twitter who's also a cuddler. So he asks, can you mend a broken heart?
Sure.
All right, next question.
I'm
this one comes from Christian Rubio. I'm sorry, Rubiano at Inkbot01. He's over there with all those webcomics at his website. Just go to at Inkbot01. He says, would you ever stir another man's drink with your vagina? Because I said no questions about dick, so he said vagina.
But he left out the part where he goes, where you, eh.
Oh, well.
So
yeah.
Stir his drink with my loins? Would I do that to somebody? But wouldn't I have to get a boner to stir someone's drink?
And then what if you lose your boner?
Yeah.
So I would if I hated someone, but then at the same time I'd have to have a boner in order to do that. But why would I have a boner when I'm mad at some guy?
Well,
so I'm going to say no.
Maybe.
Drop my Snapple.
You don't need a boner to... I mean, you could just hang it in there and just... I'm making motions now. Nobody can see it, but...
All right, does anyone else care about stirring stuff with the boners? All right.
I don't want to get sticky.
You could also use your balls.
Good, you know what? Good answer. All right.
Teabag that mother.
All right, at Chin Chat Comics, there's a little comic Racist. About chinchillas, Chin Chat Comics, so go over to her website.
I like that name.
It is. It's actually a pretty good webcomic.
Isn't that the name of an NWA song?
Yes.
Chin Chat.
Well, yeah, this is
when
Chin
NWA
Chat.
Reunited
Chin
with
Chat.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was in fact an NWA song.
Okay.
You think yes. You colder than me? That's all I think about when I think of Ice Cube now. Coors Light.
All right, she says, would you ever clap with your boobs? I'm pretty sure she meant balls, but she said, because I said not to mention male genitalia, so people on Twitter
specifically
were
asked
going around. So,
so these are questions that don't make sense because people are trying to not say what they want to say.
So would you ever clap your balls together?
Okay, in the movie Kids, okay, the guy, when they're all at the pool,
tap.
He lifts his arms in the air, and then he starts moving his hips, and he's slapping his balls and penis to the sides of both legs.
Is that how he got HIV?
No, he doesn't have AIDS.
No, this isn't to be confused with the sexy scene. No, that's the romantic scene at the end where Casper rapes the girl.
Right.
And
Who has AIDS, and he gets AIDS. That's the romantic scene you're confused with.
Okay, Telly...
Right.
Patient Zero has sex with Chloe Savini, who sucked a dick in for reals in a movie.
Brown
gives her AIDS. Then he likes virgins.
Does the guy whose dick she sucked in the other movie have AIDS?
No, I don't think so.
But he made a horrible
movie. No, but Bill Paxton did, who she was married to in that Big Love show.
Did he really have AIDS in that show?
No.
Did he ask anyone if they're a demon?
Yes.
You're not a demon, are you?
All right, so the answer is...
Sure.
No, the answer is we could do that, but the guy and Kids already did, so and it would probably hurt my balls if I did that.
Like, are they asking for us to do it right now so they can hear it?
I don't want you to do it.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just, because I've done it. I mean.
No, that wasn't the question.
What do you mean you've done it?
I made the sound for fun.
What do you mean for fun? Like, around who?
Myself.
Oh my gosh, this is weird. Why?
You've never been taking a shower and just done a little twist. So I'm the weirdo. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Is that what Chubby Checker was talking about?
You're saying that Travis, am the weirdo.
Chubby Checker's got a lot of songs about twisting.
He does. I saw your tweet.
They're all the same song.
Twist again.
Yep.
Like we did last summer.
He was trying to prepare humanity for M. Night Shyamalan movies.
All right, the last...
I just stole blatantly Nick's joke in front of him, and he can't say anything about it.
I just turned a smile.
This final question is from Cuddla Army, at Cuddla Army on the Twitter.
That makes noise?
What? All right, it says, do you look anything like your avatars?
That was the T-Rex in the room. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, yeah and no. We're just not all as sculpted as we are.
I don't look as haggard as the Almond avatar.
But I mean, we basically look like... If you saw us, you'd be like...
I shave more often.
Do you, though?
I shaved right before I got here.
But it grows like, boom. It just comes out.
You have a 5 o'clock shadow already.
You have a constant 5 o'clock shadow.
Whereas I say Aaron made Trevor leaner than I actually am, he did capture the weird creepiness of me.
I don't look as angry.
you look angrier in real life.
You are angrier.
No, I don't look... I don't have a scowl on my face all the time.
I don't think you're angry enough.
I think that Aaron does a good job of capturing something about you. It's not necessarily everything.
It's our goatee.
Something key.
Our goatees are there.
All right. And actually...
But yeah, I look exactly like that, yeah.
Yes. Yes, we all do. Travis?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, there was just another question that was...
Well, yeah, that's why I said Travis.
That we got at Kid Ugly asks if we are pumped about the new Assassin's Creed.
Yama, let's go to Yama first.
Wow. I don't know what's happening.
She also asked about the combined girth of our peni, but I don't think we're going to get to that one today.
I'd rather answer that question.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed, I do look forward to it, I guess. I don't really look forward to games anymore. I think I'm...
This is a video game?
Yeah.
I'm going to play it, but I'm sure I'm going to enjoy playing it and the gameplay, but I won't enjoy is the story. Because I'll probably be confused and they'll probably be stupid. Like
You're talking about the future story, when it goes in the present.
No, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But that's the overall story of the game.
It's not
Is
really...
Revolutionary War or something?
No. Yes. That, what do you mean? That's not...
Are you not an American?
Yes, I am.
Then there we go.
These colors don't run or something.
Yeah, they don't. That's true.
But I'm looking forward to playing it. I'm not looking forward to the story.
All right, but she said something about gathering our penises together and then taping them together and then measuring the girth of them?
Well, no, I mean, the original question was about her being curious about the combined girth of RP9, then she followed it up with, you better not measure separately, and add, you've got to mash them all together. She says push, I used mash because I think it's funny.
I knew you used mash because nobody in the world says mash other than the people in this room.
To a male genitalia. Is it really just us?
Well, when you mash
wieners. if you're going to put wieners together, you're mashing them.
Yeah, you don't want to just, like, place them on each other. That's just stupid.
Hey, bro, you want to place wieners?
Yeah. Exactly. You mash them, though.
Hey, bro, let's put our penises together.
If I'm asked to place wieners with someone, I'm not going to do it, but if I'm asked to mash...
Wait, but how would we even all fit?
Well, I guess they want them to push them all together. Don't you get your off? Tape measure, but...
Oh, Jesus!
But then they're gone.
Wait. So... What if we're going to do this, but one of us is a Wendigo in the middle?
Let me throw this out there.
Is that a tampon?
I rolled up a napkin.
Oh, that's a tampon.
I like how you stopped in the middle of that word. Is that tampon?
Okay, I have a question for our listeners. Is the first Prometheus porn parody going to be a gay porno or a straight porno?
God
damn it.
Okay, it's we'll be golden. Back.
This is on the Twitter, she sent us a question. Why are you guys so fascinated with penises? An honest question, sincerely. Alv's concerned girlfriend. This is Aaron's girlfriend who's asking that, and I believe we have some answers.
Nick's already ready to jump on this one.
Because they smell good.
sir, we've had this conversation.
No, I really don't know. It's funny.
I think a penis is just, it's funnier than... making vagina jokes? I don't know.
Well,
I actually wasn't aware that you were particularly...
We're not that. Is it? No, really.
Are we?
Yeah.
What do you?
No, in the comic, though.
Oh, no.
Are they asking about the comic or the
Yeah, what
the
is she
podcast,
asking?
In general, like... on the
can you call your girlfriend and ask
she's
her?
She's asleep right now.
I don't care.
Is that my problem?
We need clarification.
No, in the tweets, podcasts, and comics sometimes.
It's not...
I don't know.
That often.
I mean, like, she listened to the Twex one that you two were on. And you guys talked about
who's,
wieners.
Who's
you?
No, no, we're Travis talking about porn a lot.
No, yeah, we didn't talk about penises.
Which, well, it's because you... I mean, you guys cannot watch a pornographic film without having a penis in it, correct?
There's gonna be... there's gonna be some penis... involvement, sure.
We always talk
you're
about
getting
boulders.
All choked up, Trevor.
Wait, okay.
My name's Travis.
I think a lot of it comes from our Twitter followers and all these questions. All these questions ask about penises.
No,
so
I'm blame Jim.
Because as soon as... Well, as soon as we throw the questions out there, everyone's going to come out with their first joking questions about, you know, something about your penis, blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to read it and people are going to think we're crazy into peni.
That means more than one penis.
Mm-hmm. Are the engineers in Prometheus circumcised?
I would say
write
no.
Write to us on Twitter.
Well, would they have to be? Would they have to be circumcised? I mean, if they're perfect, they probably are.
Do they even have wieners?
Whoa, wait.
No, they probably don't have wieners.
You know what? That's offensive to dudes that are circumcised.
No, I said...
He said it backwards.
If they're perfect, then they don't even have they would not have the top hat.
Oh, you just pissed off all kinds of people.
I don't care.
All England wants to murder you.
Let them.
Wait, why England?
Because they don't practice circumcision as much in England.
How do you know?
You know? He read it.
I actually read an article the other day on Reddit about that. Because they want to ban circumcisions
in
certain areas.
This is like a real news article?
Yes, a real news article.
I just like to think that the 10th Doctor was circumcised, and he's better than the 11th.
What are you talking about?
That's weird, but... Well, no, I read an article about that in England.
Strawberries on handkerchiefs have anything to do with British penises?
No, they do not.
Wait, strawberries, cherries, bananas...
That is
pretzels.
A delicious thing.
And pretzels.
Well,
pretzels.
While we're on the subject of penis real quick, I think it'd be a safe time for me
to put mine in your mouth.
That's fantastic. No, I want an MBI. Mandatory boner inspection.
What?
Mandatory boner inspection.
I'm not looking
Gary Cohen
looking at your penis.
What? No, I'm inspecting it right now.
Why are you being so weird?
No, I'm not. Why, no one's being weird. I'm doing a mandatory
No, you're
inspection.
Just saying this.
And this is why...
No, no. We've got at least one listener out there who wants, who always wants to know about mandatory boner inspections. Right now, there is none.
Trevor knows someone out there who wants him just to feel his dick.
Gary Cohen.
And see if it's hard.
Gary Cohen wants to know.
Isn't that a director?
Every episode.
Married with Children.
Currently do not have a boner.
Travis just touched my head.
I did not mean to. It was an accident. This is going bad.
He got scared. I just like ripped it away just to make sure.
Because I did this and I didn't realize your hand was there. Anyways, no boner.
So why do we think penises are funny?
What?
You just asked the same question we started this out with.
No,
why? Because they are.
They look funny.
Okay, well. There you go.
And this has been another episode of the Podskier Gentlecast. I think we'll try to get back to the Avatar story next episode. Let's go around the room with plugs. Nick?
You could follow me at Obscure Nick. And I talk about penises a lot, I guess. I really don't, though.
Don't you?
I don't. Not as much as you.
Well, but, not percentage-wise, though. You would, because you just don't tweet as much as I do, so I would say you do.
You know what? I will get all my tweets and check.
Hey, does yelling boner count as...
A boner's a penis. So, yeah.
Okay, well, because you do use boner a lot.
No.
Yeah, you talk about boners a lot.
You're a boner. How about that?
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Gone but not forgotten.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Abe.
All right, this is Abe. You can follow me at Obscure Abe, and I'm all out of plugs for now, so... Go ahead, Travis.
This is Travis. You can follow me at Obscure Trevor. Once again, go ahead and find us on Facebook, like us, write a review on iTunes, hit subscribe. I'd still like to go ahead and continue to plug Avengers vs. X-Men. It's still a fantastic read. And also, I would like to go ahead and plug Mega Cynics. It's a very entertaining comic. Jamie?
Alright, this is James. I'd like to go ahead and say follow me at Obscure Gent. Follow me over there on the Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, click like, go to our iTunes page, and write a review, please. I know you're not going to, but just come on.
One word, bunch of stars.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
That's all we need. So,
that's all we're asking.
Also, as always, I'm Arg. Follow, go to his webcomic. It's amazing. Frumps, Twext, all those webcomics. Legacy Control, those are all my favorites.
Cheesebo,
those are just webcomics I read on a daily basis when, I know they're not all daily, but.
Fickle Picnic.
Yeah, Fickle Picnic. Thank you, Travis. Thank you. Yes.
So, Pug Comics.
Go ahead and do the Chin Chat Comics. Aaron?
I guess I'll plug my Tumblr account again that I just created, tumblr.com/peopleinspandex. I'd also like to plug kirbymuseum.org. It's a website that preserves...
About vacuums.
Yes.
Oh, that little pig dude.
You can
oh
see
God,
a bunch
I
of vacuums.
So kirbymuseum.org. They preserve Jack Kirby's artwork. Donate to them. Do whatever you need
like
to.
Like in amber? Like they preserve it? Like in the tree sap?
Yeah. Yes. And yeah, Aaron Alva, I'm Aaron, by the artist.
I'm Aaron Alva. At Obscure Alves.
Yeah.
And this is Yama. Don't follow me on Twitter because I don't use it enough. But I do want to plug Joshua Ferris's novel, And Then We Came to the End, if you like hilariously sad American workplace comedy. This has been another episode of the Podskier Gentlecast. Thank you for listening, assuming you have listened. And as always... If a Mexican shaman gives you a rattlesnake charm, and then your half-brother breaks the charm in a drunken fight, and then Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper ask you to get on the plane, don't get on the plane.